Banners have been erected on lampposts in two mixed housing areas in Belfast commemorating IRA attacks during the Troubles. The banners in Cantrell Close and Global Crescent, which are off Ravenhill Avenue in southeast Belfast, show incidents such as Bloody Friday and the Shankill bomb with the hashtag Stand Up Against Sectarianism. Last year, some families moved out of the area due to UVF flags that were put up. They have now been replaced by these banners. Jimmy Bryson from the East Belfast Community Initiative, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
So what's the thinking here?
Well, look, I think the members of that local community that put up flags each year, I think they recognise that the lampposts in those particular areas have probably become the most focused upon lampposts anywhere in Northern Ireland, thanks to Sinn Féin and the Alliance Party. And last year, I think we even had the New York Times covering the story. So with such media attention on the lampposts, I think the people there felt that, you know, it was an opportunity to highlight the sectarian campaign that was waged by the IRA against the Protestant people. And as a result, these banners have went up this year in place of the commemorative and historical, yeah, and entirely legal, by the way, UVF flags that were up there last year.
You say the people there felt. Is this the people there really feeling, or the people there being bullied into feeling?
Well, nobody's been bullied into anything. It's entirely lawful. You know, you can't bully somebody into a lawful act.
Well, yes, you can. Of course you can. You can bully someone into anything. How do you know the people there felt this?
Well, when I say the people there, I say it in the context of the people that put flags up there, the people that want to express their culture, and they felt this year the most positive way to do that was to use the attention that had been focused on these particular lampposts to raise awareness of the sectarian campaign that the IRA had waged against the Protestant people, because there's a very clear imbalance in terms of legacy and in terms of a one-sided narrative of the past taking hold. And I think now is a good opportunity to let's talk about some of the actions of the IRA, which, of course, the Chief Constable in your show last week maintained his assessment was the same as 2015, which is that the IRA still directs strategy for Sinn Féin. So, you know, when Sinn Féin jumped
up... That's not what he said.
No, hold on. He said that his report stood over the assessment of 2015. He also said that the Independent report gave his analysis a gold star. The Independent report said that the IRA Army Council directed strategy for Sinn Féin. Now, that's fact. So that is essentially what he said, and that is the position. Therefore, Sinn Féin and IRA are still inextricably linked.
He also said last week that the IRA were not involved in terrorism in any way.
Well, they are there, a described terrorist organisation. Are you happy enough for them to remain in existence?
What are these flags trying to achieve?
Well, they're not flags, they're banners.
These banners, what are they trying to achieve?
Well, as we made clear, what it's doing is it's raising awareness of the sectarian campaign that was waged against the Protestant people, because that narrative and that story has been lost and is being lost. And we continuously hear about Ballymurphy, about Bloody Sunday, about other atrocities that are seen as nationalist victims, yet we hear very little about the unionist community. You know, I speak regularly. I spoke last night to Gina Murray, who lost her daughter in the Shankill bomb. We don't hear Gina Murray on TV, on the radio all the time, telling her story, telling the story of what happened to her little girl. But again,
well, we're going to hear from Gina in a moment or two.
Well, I'm glad that's good and that's positive. And if you ask me what is the positive outcome of these banners, well, there you go. People like Gina Murray are going to have a voice. And the banners have been done in such a way as they're very factual images.
Why put them up in a mixed housing estate?
Well, because the attention last year was on this particular area, was on these particular lampposts. That is where the media was focused. So while the cameras are focused there, that is the best place to highlight the sectarian atrocities that the IRA carried out against the Protestant people.
Some of the residents might not want them up.
They might be offended. So hold on a minute. We're offended by legal and historical UVF flags. We're offended by union flags. And now we're offended by highlighting the sectarian slaughter that the IRA perpetrated against the Protestant people. You know, I think we're getting a little bit beyond the pale if we start arguing that. Who on earth could be offended?
Why haven't banners gone up showing all of the atrocities in Northern Ireland across both communities?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Mixed housing estate, why not reflect
both
communities?
Well, we live in
Hashtag stand up to sectarianism includes both communities, does it not?
Well, hold on. You know who actually started hashtag stand up against sectarianism? Sinn Féin. and ask them how many atrocities they've highlighted, whether they perpetrated. So I'll tell you what, see when the Others for Justice and the Pat Finucane Centre start marching for Protestant victims and for victims of the IRA, then maybe I'll consider advocating that we put up banners for other atrocities as well. So, you know, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
Claire Hanna from the SDLP, MLA, listening to this. What do you make of these banners, Claire?
Well, again, we have an anonymous and completely unaccountable front group who have stomped into this neighbourhood that, as you said at the start, you know, they intimidated the people out of it last year. It's a design...
Hold on,
that's not what I said.
Public housing designed to be a shared neighbourhood, and they've claimed the lamp posts for some political stunt. And it's pretty Orwellian here, because where we have the apologists and members of one sectarian murder gang trying to preach anti-sectarianism on the back of atrocities committed by another sectarian murder gang, and all of the events that the bannerets refer to, all of those mass murders on it were sectarian and disgusting and utterly unjustifiable. But so were Glenan and Lochan Island and the Miami Show Bands and the Dublin Monaghan bombings that were perpetrated by the people, or the people who are apologising for those atrocities, or apologists for, have put up these bannerets. And all of those victims deserve much more than the apologists just trying to score points off each other with massive planks in their own eyes about the things that they did. And if Jamie wants to say that because other people are completely narrow in their outlook, he's going to be as well. There are plenty of people here who aren't and who want justice for all victims, and know that this is not the way to get it. And what good does this do a family in that area who, by the way, there's no entrance to either of those developments. There's no way that they can access, get in and out their home without going, driving or walking past lots of UVF and YCV flags. What good does it do a family where they have to explain?
Sorry, there's no UVF for YCV. What? There's no UVF for YCV. Hold on a minute. Now the problem is legal flags on Ravenhill Avenue, because last year your problem was Cantrell Close, Claire.
Jimmy, there's no way for those people to access their home without running a gauntlet of those flags. What does somebody who has a small child, how do they explain? What is that big bloody handprint? Literally, you've got a handprint drenched in blood. How are people supposed to explain that to their children?
Well,
you know, they're doing absolutely nothing. You're doing absolutely... They still have to run past your sectarian paramilitary flags. And what this also...
Hold on. Whoa. I have to come back on that. That is just factually incorrect. There are no paramilitary flags on Ravenhill Avenue. Claire, it's not a history lesson. It's a law. It's fact.
You're an apologist for the UVF. And so are the flags. Claire, Stephen, can I make a couple of points?
Hold on. I don't want you...
Hold on.
Now, I don't want you shouting over each other, and you two don't want shouting over each other anyway.
Okay, Stephen, I want to make 2 points. One, I'm just not even going to dignify this silly, I made a funny, I've done an historical flag that says UVF. Nobody's going to entertain that anymore.
Except the law, Claire. Except the law and the police.
Entertain people separating other political organisations and their paramilitary wings. But what this does is makes a complete nonsense of all this self-regulation of flags. And actually, we need to point out something.
The point, Claire, of course, in Cantrell Close, it's not these flags that have gone up. What's gone up are these banners.
And literally 3 or 4 metres away, still the paramilitary flags. But here's the point that happens.
No paramilitary flags, Claire. How many times are you going to...
Jimmy, there's flags that say UVF and YTV erected by the people who are in those...
Jimmy, you can go back in 1 second. Claire, let me ask you about these banners, because that's the story. These banners, which commemorate IRA attacks during the Troubles, why would anyone be offended by that?
The point is, Stephen, and as I said, I never... in my life would I seek to say anything, would I seek to justify those murders. It's, as you said, it's the partisan nature of it as well, and the fact that they've been arrested by the people who apologise for a gang who killed many hundreds of other people. So it's one sectarian terror gang trying to score points off the back of victims of another sectarian gang. I mean, really, have we now sectarianised anti-sectarianism? If you look on that hashtag, it is only people that I think are very sectarian using it. It's basically loyalism and Sinn Féin scoring points off of each other's victims about sectarianism. But we need to look at this issue about self-regulation of whatever is going up on lampposts, and whether they're flags or bannerets, they are erected without permission, without planning permission, and therefore, if, as I've said to you before, if I put up a poster advertising a disco or a lost cat, that would be illegal, because you're not allowed to erect things in street furniture.
Well, I want to respond to a number of things where Claire shared. Firstly, there are no paramilitary flags anywhere near Cantrell Close. None. Not on the Ravenhill Avenue, nowhere else. So,
but there are UVF flags.
Claire?
Historical UVF flags.
Historical UVF flags.
Claire,
I sat and listened to you. You can have the manners to listen to me.
Okay. But Jimmy, the point that she's making is
illegal.
But the point that she's making is when you start talking about historical UVF flags, everybody else sees them as UVF flags, Jimmy.
Number one, Claire Hanna is repeatedly saying there's paramilitary flags. There are no paramilitary flags.
Sue me then. Sue me. The organisation.
You're just legally wrong. You're just legally wrong.
Fine, then sue me. I'll accept your legal letter.
Let's move on. The next thing is, Claire Hanna last year had problems with UVF flags, historical UVF flags in Cantrell Close. Now she has a problem with UVF flags on Ravenhill Avenue. Then there was a problem with Union flags near Cantrell Close. Now there's a problem with these bannerets.
We have been very clear about this. One of my party, two of my party colleagues...
Lehman McLeish Play Park, Claire?
When there was IRA...
Lehman McLeish Play Park?
See, the difference is... You think you can pull that like a rabbit out of a hat? I am very clear that that was wrong. You're the one who is being selective in your condemnation.
Okay.
I am very clear to say that all of those murders okay. were wrong.
And absolutely. Those flags, and those flags in the eyes of the law are legal flags. That is the legal position. That's the legal position.
It's not legal to be flying them on public.
The chief constable
was on the top table last week, essentially saying that the majority of these flags are legal. That's the most senior police officer
in
the land.
Stephen, the flag.
Claire Hanna knows better.
Legal. The erecting of it on public property is not. And again,
no, it's not, Claire. It's not illegal.
If an IRA 1916 to 2016 went up. Nobody would argue that that's an
okay.
historical...
Okay, Simon's in Downpatrick. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead.
I keep seeing Mr. Bryson come on the radio, and I think he's got. I think he's a clever guy, and I think he's got a lot of things to say. But does it really, really matter so much about flags? My grandfather fought in the Second World War, jumped in Normandy. My close friend's son was a paratrooper killed in Afghanistan 2008. You know, see all this waving flags about and under the so-called banner of remembrance. I just don't see the point of it. Does everyone in every street in all the so-called loyalist areas need to be reminded every day about this and why?
Well, it's a long-standing cultural tradition. Within many sections of the
Union. Like marching and all those other things that are so good about tradition.
It's a long-standing cultural tradition and many people value it, and they value it as an important part of their cultural expression. And there's many people within the work, especially the working class, unionist and loyalist communities that feel that their identity is constantly under attack by virtue of the never-ending cultural war. You know, you've seen, you know, Claire Hanna, you've heard her in the radio this morning, she's literally losing her mind now because trying to find something else to complain about. So, you know, nationalism just won't accept any vestige of unionist culture. You know, you can't fly
I don't know. The thing is, you see, I'm my wife's Catholic, and so her family are Catholic. She's by no means a Republican, and obviously clearly nor am I. But she's certainly a nationalist. I've seen it from both sides. You know, I've heard what it was like for Catholics and nationalists in the 70s, 80s, 90s here, the way the police behaved in certain aspects of the place. I'm just curious. Well, see the UVF. You maybe know more about this. You know a lot more about this. See the UVF and the paramilitary organisations. Are they actually involved? Are they gangsters? I just wanted a clear answer on it. Are they involved in criminal activity? If they are, shouldn't they just all be arrested, seeing as we know who they are?
Well, I've been clear on this before. Anybody that's involved in crime is involved in crime as an individual, and, you know, it's a matter for the police.
Let me bring Alan McBride in from Way of Trauma. Good morning to you, Alan.
Morning, Stephen.
You lost your father-in-law and your wife in the Shankill bomb, Alan. One of these banners up in Cantrell Close is commemorating the IRA attack on the Shankill bomb, is recognising the victims who died there. Do you think it is a good thing?
No, I do not. I think it's very disappointing that that atrocity, which was so appalling. You know, 9 innocent families bereaved, that their atrocity is being used in this way to score points, because this is what I see it as, Stephen. I mean, we've just finished a beautiful weekend with the weather in Northern Ireland. I wake up this morning and this conversation on the radio, which is very depressing, actually. But you know what? It's the same thing every year. I think that this was grotesque, just jumping on a bandwagon, using the Shankill bomb and other atrocities. It's completely selective. I mean, I'm sure there's no reference in that banner anywhere to Greysteel, for example, which happened just a week after the Shankill and was equally appalling, felt by the Natchez community in their own Greysteel. It's selective. It's whataboutery. It reminds me of the Northern Ireland that I really do not want to be any part of whatsoever. I mean, of course, we have to remember these events, and we have to remember respectfully. If you go up onto the Shankill Road, you'll see there's a peace garden there where people can go and can remember the people that were murdered on the Shankill Road. There's a plaque at the site of Frizzell's Fish Shop, which people too can go and can pay the respect if that's what they want, but not in this grotesque, whataboutery kind of way that is very much, I think, you know, the reason behind these banners.
Why do you describe this as whataboutery?
Because it's not about, because I don't know, I haven't seen the banners, Stephen, but I'm assuming there's nothing on there about, you know, commemorating all the atrocities that happened in the Troubles. I mean, Sicanism wasn't just, you know, dealt out against the Protestant people. Of course, the Natchez people have suffered as well, and I'm sure that there's no references to any of those atrocities. I could be wrong, and if there is, well, then I'll certainly apologise
for
that.
There's not. There is not.
So that's what I mean. It's what about a rate. It's a kind of a selective. I mean, there used to be a big gable wall in Newton Archer. I'm not sure it's still there or not. And it used to be always about, you know, remember Lemoine House, remember Enniskillen, remember Shankill Road. And what we all were doing was remembering what they did to us. There was no gable wall what was remembering what we did to them. So I just have no time for this whataboutery, this kind of sectarianisation, basically, of the conflict and how people remember.
Jimmy?
Well, look, you know, obviously Alan was a victim. He's absolutely entitled to his view. I respect that. I think everybody would respect that. But you know what? I have to say, I think on a lot of these issues, Alan doesn't speak for all victims. You know, and I heard Alan, I think,
well,
last year.
To be honest with you, nobody speaks for all the victims.
Well,
that's the issue.
Alan, absolutely.
Victims are not one person. They're a diverse
absolutely, Alan,
set of
absolutely.
People. I'm only speaking for myself.
Yeah,
so my wife was murdered in the Shankill Road, so I have a right to speak out. I find the posters that have been put on that area, for me, be offensive.
Well, Alan, I absolutely respect your view, and that's the point I made at the start, but also there are people such as Gina Murray, who lost her young daughter in the Shankill bomb, who are happy that the posters have been put
How
up.
How many victims have you spoken to, Jimmy, about these banners?
Let me address the points that Alan made first to highlight that. You know, I heard Alan last year, who, for example, what one issue where I would say Alan was maybe in the minority in relation to victims in the unionist community is that he's happy enough with the current definition of a victim, which equates perpetrators and victims. Many people are not. So whilst Alan is entitled to his view, you know, his view carries, you know, no more weight than, for example, Gina Murray or other victims.
I'm going to speak to Gina in just a second.
And let me just make a point. I think, I'm not sure whether it's, this is entirely factual, but maybe Alan can clarify. I'm not sure whether Alan is actually a member of the Alliance Party or not. I know he's certainly close to that party, and therefore I think it just is fair to highlight, you know, that Alan has a particular view in these type of things, which he's absolutely entitled to have, and his view has.
How many victims have you spoken to ahead of these banners going up?
The group that erected the banners spoke to a number of people.
How many?
The names, and what the group decided was that they did not want to put names of all the victims on the banners because they understand that there's many
victims. How many victims have you spoken to before the banners went up?
Let me answer the question. And there's many people who maybe wouldn't want that, but we did speak to the two names on the banner, two gentlemen who were murdered by the RA in Ballymacart, and the daughter of one of those victims, Margaret McCurry, was very, very pleased to see these banners being elected
okay.
to highlight
let's,
what happened to her.
Let's speak to Gina Murray. Gina, your 13-year-old daughter was killed in the Shankill bomb. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How do you feel about these banners, Gina? You've heard Alan saying he is a victim. He lost his father-in-law and his wife, and he doesn't like this whataboutery, as he describes it, Gina.
Everybody has their own point of view. And I don't disagree with the banners. what's on the banner for the Shankill bomb is what we would see on the front page of the newspapers. So there's a lot of controversy around flags, and I don't get involved in that. But the media focus in on the atrocities with the pictures on the... I agree, it's good. It's letting people think we're still there, we're not going to go away. We are the victims. And I also feel that Sinn Féin are trying to rewrite history, and so, of course, they're not going to want these banners up. And but the banners will serve as a reminder of what's actually been happening in this country. And it highlights the murders of the actions of the IRA. And maybe we can demand justice from it.
And Gina, would you support banners being erected alongside those banners about the IRA, banners being erected about the atrocities and the people who the UVF, for example, have killed?
Yes, if that's what people want. I don't see why not. If they want to go ahead and do the same thing, why not?
But sorry, Stephen, could I get in here?
Yes, Alan.
The point must surely be that those UVF atrocities are not being remembered in these banners. It is the selective nature of doing this, which is what I have the biggest problem with. And to be honest with you, I do think that victims are being used here by people who have put these banners up. And the people who put these banners up, whilst I don't know who they are, but I can only imagine that they're probably in support of, UVF and loyalist paramilitarism or that kind of thing.
Right, really, just comment on that. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know that it is, Jimmy. I mean, you're very, very good, and you're obviously a bit of a legal mind these days, and you know when to play that card and when not to play that card. But are you telling me that you've absolutely no time for UVF terror? Well, then put up on the posters about Grey Steel, put up on the posters about the atrocities that the UVF carried out. I would suggest that you probably wouldn't do that. Well, then tell me why you wouldn't do that.
The point is this. I am confused as to why you seem so desperate this morning to divert this away.
I'm not diverting anything, Jim. I was not going to comment on a banner that you put up where you have named on this banner an atrocity in which my wife and my father-in-law were murdered, okay?
Hold on, Jimmy. Let's let him finish.
Contact me. I'm a very public person. You know where I work. You know a lot about me. You could have contacted me. You could have asked me that I want that to go up there. You didn't. You admit absolutely no attempt, Jimmy, whatsoever. So I think I have every right to come on this morning and talk about an atrocity that impacted me. I assume that you weren't impacted by at all, and you think you can just stick this poster up here of an atrocity in which my wife died. Now, I respect Gina. I respect her family. I know them well. They're a beautiful family. They lost young Leanne, and I respect totally what Gina says. Her and I do see us differently, and that's fine. She can say about it, and I can say about it. You, Jimmy, can't, because you had absolutely nothing to do with the Shankill bomb. You lost nobody in the Shankill bomb. You were not hurt in the Shankill bomb. So you are the one, I think, that is absolutely using victims this morning on the radio, and I think it's appalling.
Well, sorry, I didn't first start personally put the banners up on, so that's the first thing. The second thing is...
You're on defending them, Jimmy, are you not?
I think, as I said...
Are you on defending them?
I am on.
Are you on defending them?
Well, Alan, if you'd let me answer the question, and as I made...
You're on defending them.
I just said yes, Alan, and if you'd let me finish.
Okay.
So as I made clear to start, I absolutely respect your right to your view. It's as credible, it's as important as anybody else's, so let me make that very clear. But I also have to say, Alan, are you a member of the Alliance Party?
What has that got to do with it?
Well, because
it has a lot to do with victims right across the board. It doesn't matter whether you're a unionist victim or a nationalist victim. As far as I'm concerned, if you lost someone in this conflict, you are a victim no matter what. I speak out for all victims. My political allegiances is absolutely of no interest of yours and has absolutely no bearing on this conversation whatsoever.
Well, I think it's an important point.
My right,
because it
as a victim of the conflict, you had no right to put those posters up and to come on and defend them, in my view.
Well, no, I do have a right to engage in public discourse.
He's talking from his perspective, Jimmy, of having having lost his wife and his father-in-law, and he's telling you and others who support those banners that you're using victims. In other words, using the death of his father-in-law and his wife.
How are you not using it, Jimmy? Tell me how you're not using it. Where's the reference to Grey Steel, for example, on those banners? Is there a reference to Grey Steel?
Again, Alan, and there's many people within the unionist community would be absolutely confused
at your continual attempt to equivocate, to divert attention away from the IRA, from what was perpetrated.
You know what? Listen, the IRA were a grotesque murdering organization that murdered my wife. I have absolutely no support at all for the IRA. I am simply.
I didn't say you'd support the IRA.
I am simply talking to someone who lost his wife and father-in-law in the Shankill.
And I respect that all.
You brought me in this conversation when you chose, or you supported the putting up of those posters this morning. You brought me into this conversation by the fact that you're on defending that poster. I'm telling you, as a family member, and Gina, I respect Gina and her views, but you have not gone and consulted the families in the Shankill Road. How many have you consulted? Is it just Gina, or are there others?
The issue is this, Alan. These banners depict factual events of what happened.
Nobody's denying that the Shankill Forum didn't happen, but the Greyfield atrocity happened as well, Jimmy.
Gina Murray, can I also give you a bit of space here to react to what Alan is saying?
I was consulted, and I was sent a copy of what was going to go up. And I thought it was going to be a good idea.
Were you not interested, Gina, that it was only one side of the community that was being represented here?
It's up to the communities to do it themselves, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. Isn't it up to the community? The communities put their flags up, so it's up to the communities to do, if they want to do that, to do it in their areas.
And did you know these banners were going up, Gina, in a mixed housing estate?
Yes, I did. I was informed of all of this before it. I was even sent a copy of what was going to be on the banner.
Well, how come I didn't send a copy, Stephen? I mean, why Gina and not me? You know, why weren't we all given copies?
There's a good question, Jamie. Can you answer that?
Well, I can't. I can answer the question because I know Gina very well. I know Gina personally. Gina is a personal friend of mine, so she's somebody that I would talk to on a reasonably regular basis.
So you were in charge of the communication strategy around this, were you?
Well, no, I wasn't in charge of a communication strategy. I was obviously aware that the banners were going up.
So why wasn't Alan McBride contacted?
Well, if you let me finish, I've seen the drafts of the banners that went up. So as somebody who would speak to Gina on a regular basis, I made Gina aware of that in the context of conversations that I would regularly have with Gina Murray, and that was absolutely legitimate. We specifically...
Well, why did you not do it with all the families, Jimmy, is the point? The families are reasonably easy to get to. I mean, Jackie Redpath and Shankill had to put you in touch with all of the families. Why did you finish, Alan, one family out?
If you let me finish, Alan, there was a specific decision made by those who decided to put the bannerets up not to put names of victims on the banners, because we understand that many victims mightn't have liked that. Many, obviously, would have liked that.
What does it say about the mentality of the people? What does it say about the mentality of the people who put the banners up? I'm not talking about whether names actually were on them or not, but what does it say about the mentality of those people that they didn't even have the decency to contact the families who were involved in those atrocities?
Well, you see, what this was about representing a factual depiction of what went on here.
A one-sided factual depiction, Jimmy.
Well, there you go again, Alan. There you go again.
Well, that's what it is.
What is this?
Claire Hannah, as you're listening to this, you're an elected representative. What's in your mind?
I'm really sad, and I'm just particularly sad for the victims who've had to be dragged into this, and the victims who are listening to it. And maybe Jimmy is delighted with himself that he's created a storm and maybe scored a point and divided the victims. And both Gina and Alan have earned the right to comment.
That's outrageous again, Claire.
Hold on, let her finish. Let's let her finish. Comment.
But it is to me, point scoring. And by the way, I mean, the tweet that Jamie retweeted about the erection of these flags said that they have been erected rather than UBF flags and welcomed by most residents, which can't be proven. But this is sectarianism. An aspect of sectarianism is ignoring something.
Remember the victims of sectarianism, Claire?
And while you attack others. And Jamie tries to pull like a gotcha out of the hat, any political view Alan might hold. But even if he does, whatever political vote, it doesn't make him a hypocrite. But Jamie, being an apologist for the UVF, who created murder and mayhem themselves, makes him an absolute hypocrite. And he has absolutely no moral authority to campaign on these.
What do you think of the sectarian murals, the length of the Falls Road, celebrating terror atrocities and IRA?
Because I've told you time and again, you know that 2 weeks ago, colleagues of mine went up and took down IRA material outside the Royal Hospital. This is exactly the point. I'm not being selective in my condemnation of this, and most people aren't, but people like Jamie are, and victims, whether they are of the IRA or of the UBF or of any other murdering organisation, are entitled to more than this point scoring, this depressing point scoring. This just it underlines the need for regulation of stuff
okay.
people can put up on banners and on gable walls. But if anything, this underlines the need to get legacy sorted and put structures in place to offer people whatever justice we can offer them and take it out of the hands of manipulators like this.